The reading's taken from Luke 2 and the verses 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. Amen.
The second Bible reading comes from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. The Word of Life. Before the world was created, the Word already existed. He was with God, and he was the same as God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. The Word was the source of life, and this life brought light to mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell people about the light, so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on all mankind. Thanks be to God.
What a wonderful reading about the light that comes into the world and the darkness has never been able to put it out. I'll start with a poem. Did you see how those glorious angels set the world aflame? And did you hear the wondrous tidings they joyfully proclaimed? Did you then gladly go to worship Christ, the newborn King? Christ, his name is Jesus, the angels shout and sing. The angels. This is a reform, and reform spoke about angels, and I didn't realize that before I decided in my talk that I wanted to talk about the angels and the star and how wonderful it was that God put a party in the sky and the shepherd took notice and the wise men took notice and we take notice today. Christmas is a time when heaven's door was opened. Christmas is a time of miracles. It's a time to say, wow. It's a time to be thankful. And just consider that the creator of the whole earth sent an image of himself, his son, to us to open the way for us to have eternal life. The light has come, coming through the doors of heaven for you and for I. And so the King, Jesus, could be among us, just as a baby at first, but Jesus has come. And just as I was grateful for the smiley Father Christmas of Lancaster Road who gave me a present, I'm even more grateful for God's gift, the light that gives us all a present, that shines in the darkness to take us on our journey, the journey of being a Christian, the journey of following the Christ child. So let us consider the angels, God's cheerleaders, giving God highest praise. They cried, "Holy, holy in the heavens." But on that day, they also cried, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." They also cried, "Glory." And why? Why did they sing these songs? It was because God was putting together the greatest story ever told. He was reminding us that his Son had been sent from heaven to set us free, to redeem us. So what are angels? The Greek word means a messenger of God, heavenly beings. But you also are God messengers, so do you also operate as angels? Perhaps we do when we do good things, when we speak out for the poor, when we listen to what God is saying, and when we're ready to proclaim the word of God. There were many angels, there were the host of angels. There were many people worshipping God, and that's our requirement too, to worship him freely, to listen to him, worshipping him from afar, but it's even better to get close and to be connected to the God that we serve. And what's the job of angels? Angels often point humanity to God, declaring God's will, asking us to join in with what God has planned, praising God, standing in the gap, and bringing any message or news that God has to give to his people. And in those special moments, we can also sing with the angels above. Angels can act in the spiritual world as well as our physical world. There are many stories of angels who protect people, who were sent ahead to warn people. Angels stand in God's presence, and we also come to stand in the presence of God, to be warmed by his love. And if I were to have a vision, it would be of God giving the best gift, unwrapping the gift of his Son, and carefully sending the baby Jesus, so that we can all come and see that a Saviour has been born. And the angel's message was, do not be afraid. And we should not be afraid, even in the darkness. We should not be afraid, because a Saviour has been born. God gave his best gift, the light that came into our darkness. We are not alone. Emmanuel, God is with us. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And the angels sang their song when they came into the world to guide us and to remind us that God is a good God that never stops giving, never stops showing us the way, and never stops shining his light so that we can also live with him in glory. The angel said, peace, I bring you peace, perfect peace, the peace that we all longed for. Where else could we go to find that peace? And who else could we turn to? Once again, we see that God, the all-giving, all-loving God, chose us, each and every one of us, that we may be set free, and that we may receive the peace and love from his Son, born on Christmas Day. The second focus is the star. Star of wonder and the star of glory. The star that shed its light so that the wise men could see the way ahead. They were looking for a king. Were they looking for the anointed Jesus? Were they looking for a baby Jesus? Perhaps not, but they were on their way and they were searching. And I wonder what type of king we are looking for today. Are we looking for a king that brings us good news, or a king that brings us peace and love and safety and is still in control? What type of king is able to bring a bright light into the world, the light that will help us to sow gifts of love to others? The light shines in our problems and it gives us hope. The light shines in our hearts when we're heavy and it gives us happiness. Jesus' plan of salvation is finished and we are all on the road to victory. We celebrate the birth of Jesus, but we know that the battle's over and we're on our way to victory. So that light that shines cannot be extinguished. It shines in our needs. It shines in every dark area, and it shines as a lamp to our feet. The light shines to point us again to Jesus, our counselor, our peacemaker. So let's not lose sight of the star. It's still pointing to Jesus. It's still pointing us to a better way, a better life. In the carol, we sing, "Glory to the newborn King, light and life to all he brings. He brings healing. He brings all the good things, more than we can experience in one Christmas." So on that night in Bethlehem when Jesus was born and love came down, love rained down, the heavenly messengers, the angels sang, and the star shone its brightest rays. "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes," is a hymn that we sing in the Moravian Church at Christmas and also in Easter. It's beautiful and it anticipates God's presence. It anticipates God coming, drawing near. And he is here. He's working out all his purposes for you and for I. So let's draw near and walk in the light. I wonder what sounds you can hear singing in your ears right now. I often hear Alexander Burke singing "Hallelujah." Anyone like to sing it with me? No? I can't sing all of it, but it goes a little bit like this. "Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah." So as we pray, loving God, thank you for the gift of Christmas. It doesn't come wrapped like other presents. It's deeper and warmer and brighter and nearer. It is personal. It's more challenging. It is a mystery, a birth, and a hope. Thank you, God, that you have given us Christmas and we can receive it in our hearts and share it with others. In Jesus' name, amen.